Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
So Lindsey Buckingham bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. Nice and still. As one man, one guitar. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. That's ageofthecustomer.com. Rich Galen is our guest. His website is mullings.com. That's the where you can subscribe to his cyber column, his twice-weekly cyber column. And I encourage you to do that. Rich is a political operative of the Republican persuasion, and we're talking about some of the issues that are going on. And we're, folks, even though Rich is a Republican and I'm a mugwump, the thing that we're doing is just we're just calling it like we see it. And there's no, you know, there's no politics here, really. You didn't hear any of that in Rich's comments last segment. You're not going to hear any now. Rich, I said I was going to quote the prophet Jeremiah. In chapter 31, there's a passage there that's pretty famous. I've known it for many, many years. The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. We've also heard that is the sins of the fathers, right?
Right.
And we've heard those things. Well, I feel like all I keep thinking about whenever I look at President Obama's foreign policy results is, or the results of his foreign policy activity, is President Obama has eaten sour grapes and the world's teeth have been set on edge. Is that over dramatizing it?
No, I don't think it is at all. I think if President Obama is honest when he does his memoirs, I think that this is going to be the one of the great disappointments in his life. He truly believed, and I think a lot of us wanted this to be true, but he truly believed that he could reset America's place in the world, mm-hmm, by not being the big hammer, but by being the best, you know, the older brother or the best friend of a lot of these countries. Mm-hmm. And what
or the intellectual American.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, but lead by not by bringing more guns, but
right,
by bringing better ideas to your point exactly.
Right.
And it just hasn't worked because it's not the way the world works. The world tends to respect power, and the world since World War One, which at the time was called the Great War, we didn't know, mm-hmm, at that time we were going to have to number them. That America's moral power is so strong that without us kind of guiding the way, sometimes with guns, that the world just sort of spins out of control. And you can deny that if you want. You can roll your eyes if you want, but it's true. One time, let me just tell this quickly. When George W. Bush was first elected, and the intellectuals were so opposed to him, in the UN, there was a committee, international committee that traditionally had an American seat, and when it came up for election, we didn't pay much attention to it because it was our seat. And they gave it to, like, Argentina or someplace. Mm-hmm. And they just to thumb their noses at Bush. After a year of nothing happening, they created another seat for the Americans, and we got a seat back at the table. Because
right,
without us, it was just stuck.
Mm-hmm. Well, and don't forget there's one other component of the world stage of any foreign policy that this president seems to completely discount. And that's the presence of evil.
Yeah, that's
you,
right.
If you're a world leader and you're addressing foreign policy and you don't have a poker or a chess piece on your board that represents evil, maybe several of them, then you're one naive leader.
Watch. I was waiting to see what the noun was going to be.
It came close. It was close.
Or, you know, on the other
hand, am I right?
Not only do you have to have a chess piece that represents it, but you got to have a Wolfowitz or a Cheney.
Yes.
That will whisper in your ear, watch out, this guy's no good.
That's
sometimes
right.
They get out of control. We got that part. But at least they're there to say, you know what? You look at what's going on in Nigeria. Look about Yemen.
Do you think there's anybody? Do you think there's anybody in his cabinet, in his circle, that's saying, but Mr. President, these people are bad. We can't treat them like neighbors.
I don't. No, I don't. I think where this president is not far from where Newt Gingrich was when I worked for him. The circle around Newt got so tight, and I was one of them, and we knew we were doing this, and we couldn't stop ourselves. It got so tight that when somebody would come in with a new idea, we would, in effect, say to them, you know what, we're good at this. We've been doing this a long time. If that were a good idea, we would have thought of it, so it gets
as smart as we are, right?
Yeah, that's right. And you can't stop yourself, and I think that's where the White House is right now.
Well, and the world's teeth have been set on edge because, Rich, how long has it been since we've been in as dangerous a time as we are right now? Iran, is anybody doubt that Iran has de facto got a bomb right now, got a nuclear capability? I mean, if they don't, it's their own fault, isn't it?
Yeah, at least probably them. Makings of a dirty bomb, if not an actual fissionable.
And now we've got an Islamic State, a declared.
Well,
Islamic
I don't know how
state.
Long that's going to last. The ISIS. We'll see what happens there.
When has that happened?
That's right. Now we got to help. Now we got to do 180 and ask Saddam for help. Saddam. Goodness, Assad for help. It's like Saddam. It's an anagram. Saddam.
Right.
Assad. we have to ask him for help to help to try to knock down ISIS. We've got to ask the Iranians for help to try to get rid of these guys.
If I told you 6 years ago that the United States would be asking the Russians, the Syrians, and the Iranians for help in the Middle East, you would have said, white coats, come get this boy. Am
that's
I right?
Right. Or leave some for me on my bed table. I want to take some, too.
Exactly. Quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about congressional politics with the expert, Rich Galen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.